The Bodhgaya Temple is the Mecca of Buddhism. It is where the Buddha attained enlightenment, according to their belief. And the Bodhi tree, or a great-grandson of the Bodhi tree, still grows there. And so Buddhists go there to remember the great breakthrough that was the Buddha's discovery of the true nature of the universe.
And inspired by the Buddha's example, you'll find visitors here from every corner of the globe, from the 90 or so countries where Buddhism still flourishes today.
Bodhgaya is one of the key sites for all Buddhists worldwide. It serves as a magnet, as a center point for Buddhists from around the world.
You could say it's the place exactly where Buddhism started.
I'm not a Buddhist, but if you ask anyone who's involved in Buddhism, they'll tell you that it's a very difficult philosophy to teach or to explain, and that the very best way to understand it is to experience it.
And so, by experiencing Buddhism, I'm going to try to get to the heart of a philosophy that can sometimes seem complicated, out of reach. And I'll start with the three key principles of Buddhism, what are known as its three jewels. The first is the life and example of Buddha himself. All Buddhists are encouraged to model their approach to life on his.
The most important single point in the Buddha's teaching, and one which distinguishes it very sharply from other religions, is that the Buddha taught that each of us is entirely and solely responsible for our own lives and our own salvation. No one else can be responsible.
The Buddha didn't claim any divine status, nor did he profess to be a personal